Colonial writers knew that disease tilled the virgin soil of the Americas countless times in the 16th century. But what they did not, could not know, is that the epidemic shot out like ghastly arrows from the limited areas they saw to every corner of the hemisphere, wreaking destruction in places that never appeared in the European historical record. The first whites to explore many parts of the Americas, therefore, would have encountered places that were already depopulated. As a result, Dobbins said, all colonial population estimates were too low. Many of them, put together just after epidemics, would have represented population nadirs, not approximations of pre-contact numbers. From a few incidents in which before and after totals are known with relative certainty, Dobbins calculated that in the first 130 years of contact, about 95% of the people in the Americas died. To estimate native numbers before Columbus, one thus had to multiply census figures from those times by a factor of 20 or more. The results obtained by this procedure were, by historical standards, stunningly high. Historians had long wondered how many Indians lived in the Americas before contact. Debated since Columbus attempted a partial census at Hispaniola in 1496, Denovan, the Baney geographer, has written, it remains one of the great inquiries of history. Early researchers' figures were, to put it mildly, informally ascertained. Most of them weren't even ballpark calculations, Denovan told me. No ballpark was involved. Only in 1928 did the first careful estimate of the indigenous population appear. James Mooney, a distinguished ethnographer at the Smithsonian Institution, combed through colonial writings and government documents to conclude that in 1491, North America had 1.15 million inhabitants. Alfred L. Kroeber, the renowned Berkeley anthropologist, built upon Mooney's work in the 1930s. Kroeber cut back the tally still further to 900,000, a population density of less than one person for every 6 square miles. Just 8.4 million Indians, Kroeber suggested, had lived in the entire hemisphere. Recognizing that his continent-wide estimate did not account for regional variation, Kroeber encouraged future scholars to seek out and analyze sharply localized documentary evidence. As he knew, some of his Berkeley colleagues were already making those analyses. Geographer Carl Sauer published the first modern estimate of Northwest Mexico's pre-Columbian population in 1935. Meanwhile, physiologist Sherburne F. Cook investigated the consequences of disease in the same area. Cook joined forces with Woodrow W. Bora, a Berkeley historian, in the mid-1950s. In a series of publications that stretched to the 1970s, the two men combed through colonial financial, census, and land records. Their results made Kroeber uneasy. When Columbus landed, Cook and Bora concluded, the central Mexican plateau alone had a population of 25.2 million. By contrast, Spain and Portugal together had fewer than 10 million inhabitants. Central Mexico, they said, was the most densely populated place on Earth, with more than twice as many people per square mile than China or India. Historians and anthropologists did not, however, seem to be paying much attention to Cook and Bora, Dobbins wrote.